It's rare that you see a piece of popular art that's so inexplicable, so singularly bizarre, whose every decision is wildly misjudged, and that's guided by an undeniable directorial vision that's wrong-headed on every level. Tom Hooper's Cats is one of those once-in-a-blue-moon movies, a lurching, lumbering musical extravaganza that has all the elegance of a velvet painting and all the fantastical whimsy of an autopsy. I'd like to say it's one of the worst movies an Oscar-winning director has ever made, but why be so limiting? It's simply one of the worst movies anyone has ever made, at least on this level of ambition and budget. That's a worthy distinction in a way, because so many films are bad in mundane, compromised ways. Cats goes all in. It plays like a fever dream from its opening scenes, in which grotesque CGI cats with fur-covered human faces leer into the camera, to its closing moments when Judi Dench, as one of those appalling CGI creatures, looks directly into the camera and tells us how every cat deserves a dish of cream every once in a while. The movie is, of course, based on the 1981 Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, which had lycra-clad dancers in kitty face paint cavorting around the stage and into the audience. Say what you will about the stage show, but there's an electricity to the shared experience of live theater, and that simply isn't transferable to film. Here we have a huge cast of trained ballet dancers, choreographed by Hamilton's Andy Blankenbuehler, and yet all of their agility is disguised by choppy editing and CGI hair, so that it's no different than looking at a cartoon. It also doesn't help that the design of these big-screen cats is pure nightmare fuel, human-feline hybrids that look like they stepped out of the Transformer machine in The Fly. One of them is named Victoria, a wide-eyed naif cat played by professional dancer Francesca Hayward, who's abandoned in the back streets of London in the film's opening moments. Over the course of a single night, she meets a collection of alley cats called Jellicles, with names like Mr. Mistopheles and Shimbleshanks. They're waiting for the wise cat Old Deuteronomy, that's Judi Dench, to make her Jellicle choice, which all the cats want to be because it means they'll be sent off to the so-called Heaviside Lair as some kind of sacrifice. The plot, as it were, is basically a series of cameos as various cats slink onto the scene, sing an introductory song explaining in the vaguest possible terms who they are and what they do, and then vanish for the rest of the movie. There's Rebel Wilson as Jenny Anydots, who eats cockroaches, which also have human faces, and James Corden as the fat cat Bustopher Jones, who at least has the dignity to merely eat garbage. Jason Derulo is Rum Tum Tugger, a showboat cat who laps up milk, and Taylor Swift plays Bombalurina, another showboat cat who rolls around in catnip. Ian McKellen brings a little gravity to the role of Gus, the old theater cat that lives in the rafters, and Idris Elba seems to be having some fun as the shadowy criminal McCavity, who seemingly has teleportation powers. It's Jennifer Hudson as the former glamour cat Grisabella, who gets to belt the show's signature song Memory, which she does in tear-streaked, snotty close-up. Imagine Anne Hathaway's Oscar-winning performance in Hooper's Les Miserables, but if it were sung by a terrifying cat monster. If I've made all this sound needlessly confusing, that's because it's impossible to explain it without your eyes going crossed. For a musical whose lyrics consist mostly of explanations and introductions, the rules and hierarchies of the cat world remain a mystery. We learn that there are all different temperaments of cats. Practical cats and dramatical cats, romantical cats and pedantical cats, clerical cats and hysterical cats, millions and billions and trillions of cats, and yet none of it seems to matter. There's no logic, no purpose, no dramatic continuity from one scene to the next. The world of cats contains horrors unseen since the heyday of Hieronymus Bosch. It's like a science experiment gone wrong. Hooper shoots a lot of it in woozy handheld style, which makes it look like a horror film. It's also aggressively ugly, and not just in the design of the cats themselves. There are sometimes objects in the frame that don't resemble anything you've seen on this plane of existence, and the color palette is so dingy that there are shots wherein the entire frame is various shades of beige or brown. Since Cats premiered to widespread bafflement last week, a crew of special effects artists has apparently gone back and fixed a bunch of glitchy, unfinished CGI that somehow made its way into the finished product. That effort was unfortunately in vain. If they'd really done their job, all that would be left would be a blank screen. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.